Hi, you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Gutten. Dato' Sri Wilfred Badistangau is the MP of Tuaran. He's also the party president of United Progressive Kinabalu Organization, or better known as UPCO. He joins us on the show now. Dato' Sri Majis, thank you for being on the show tonight. Now, you've been quoted as saying that Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin must consider sharing power or seeking a ceasefire with the opposition bloc before parliament convenes, and this to avoid a collapse of his Perikatan National Administration. Could I get you to elaborate what you mean by sharing power?
What exactly I mean is that there should be a greater involvement of all parties, opposition and the government alike. This is a situation where the government has actually, they are not having a majority of members of parliament, and obviously they have reluctantly opened parliament because of a certain fear of members of parliament moving a motion of no confidence and things like that. Yeah. What I am proposing is that if the government, the present government, and Tan Sri Muhyiddin himself, the prime minister, he could continue to hold that position. They can continue in government, but the parliament must be truly not only functioning with having session and things like that, but there must be a reform of parliament by having more parliamentary select committee to mirror the various the ministry, all right? Because the parliament has three basic roles, very important roles. One is representing the people, where we are presenting questions and things like that for the minister to answer. The other one is, of course, to make and amend the law. And the third one, which is also equally important, is oversight the work of the government, or keep the government in check, okay? So how do we do that? You can establish parliamentary select committee for each ministry, okay? And so that they can involve the rest of the members of parliament, be backbenchers or those in the opposition, to sit in those parliamentary select committee. They can even meet weekly, not necessarily when parliament is open, okay? And so that they could check what the government is doing, okay? They can keep the government in check, you know? And especially at this time when there are a lot of flip-flop decisions, okay? There are decisions or policies, and in this case, COVID-19 standard operating procedure. Federal government is making certain SOP, and then the state government will like to do certain things, and then there'll be flip-flop decisions and things like that, or among ministries, you see. So if there's a greater involvement by members of parliament in the running of the government by way of check and balance, yes, they can continue. They can continue.
All right. Matthews, I do want to ask you, though, what is the incentive for Muhyiddin Yassin and his Perikatan National Government, that, as you said, very reluctantly opening parliament after, you know, statements made by His Royal Highness and the Conference of Rulers and you know, any number of civil society groups. What is the reality on the ground in Parliament, especially as we watch UMNO seem incapable of making a move against the current government? They were seen to be the linchpin to somehow press or pressure Muhyiddin Yassin into making concessions. That doesn't seem likely now. What do you think is going to actually unfold?
I don't know. That is really beyond me. But apparently, the people are so focused on this UMNO decision, okay, to pull or not to pull out the support to this government. But what it should be, the people should be looking at, is what is the move by the present leadership of the government? What is their move? Are they talking to us? Are they talking to the opposition and all parties? They are not. For instance, okay, are you interested in confidence and supply agreement? They should be talking to us and said, look, okay, give us confidence, okay, and then we give you the supply. And then we can have a written agreement to that, okay? instead of saying, okay, we can open parliament, but, you know, give us certainty that you're not going to move upon a vote on no confidence. But you're just saying it, you're not talking to us, right? Because what the people need now, what the economy needs now, what this country needs now is stability, a certain form of certainty. That is what this country is at this point in time. Yeah, but right. The government is not making any move towards that. That, you know, in fact,
Madhus, do you expect that to happen before the 26th? Do you expect that the Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's government to reach out to the opposition bloc and make offers of a confidence and supply agreement? What are you expecting in the lead up to the 26th?
He should do that. He really should do that, you know. But I'm not seeing any move. I'm not seeing any move. As far as we are concerned, we are ready to make all these kind of proposals. No, I've been saying this for quite a while now, but there is no response. Okay, even for right now under the lockdown and things like that, the allocation given to members of parliament in the opposition, I mean, it's a mere 300,000, you know, and compared to the needs of the people right now, pressing need of the people, you know. 300,000 is nothing. So we talk about this, you know.
Unfortunately, we're running out of time. I just want to ask you in a piece that you were quoted in recently. You talk about the need to bury the post 1969 oligarchic paradigm. Could you quickly tell us what you mean by that?
Okay, what I mean is that, you see, whatever legislation, piece of bills being presented in parliament, it's actually done by the civil service, done by the ministers, it's done by AG and things like that. There's no input from the members of parliament. Okay, we are there, it's like for a show, you know, we'll be there debating and things like that, but nothing happened to the bills, you know. So what we are saying is that members of parliament should be actively involved in the bills. So when, for instance, a certain bills being debated in parliament and things like that, they're supposed to go to a committee, but is there any actual committee? None. So this is the kind of reform that I want, you know? This is what I'm proposing, you know?
Okay,
this is
thank
what I'm
you
proposing.
So much.
We have to push up to that, yeah.
Dato' Sri, thank you for joining us on the show. That was Dato' Sri Wilfred Madhus Tengau of UPCO. We're going to take a quick break, but more on this topic in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.